Gimel Adar, Sunday the 22nd of February, Rabbi Chaim David Zwiebel, money. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Friedlander, Lichvod Simchas Hanasurim of Dobby Bells and Rivki Friedlander.
Where am I speaking from here? Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Say, good morning. let me start by saying what a special honor and a bliss it is for me to be here. In many ways, I've spent a wonderful Shabbos here in England, the first Shabbos I've ever spent in London, and it was quite a wonderful experience. I had an occasion to meet some very, very special people. Last night I spoke at a dinner of Beis Medrash Elyon, and today, before I leave for on the plane back to New York tonight, I hope to have the schuss to meet others. But this morning's encounter is a special privilege for me. It's something which is, to the best of my knowledge, unique. I'm not aware that in the States where I come from, in the United States, that there is a similar program. If anything, I ought to go back to my colleagues back in New York and tell them what I've seen here in Golders Green, and we all have what to learn from one another, B'ezras Hashem. And I think the idea of Balabatim getting together on a daily basis to come and to listen to the Divrei Torah, on whatever topic it may be, it's an opportunity for Aliyah. It's an opportunity to stay connected. Not all of us are Zeicha that we should be in a position where we're able to be Tarasenu, Manasenu. And sometimes, later we see the problem of people when they leave the Kleisle Beis Medrash. They drift away a little bit, and they're not anchored to anything. To have a program like this, where people come together every single morning to learn and to grow together and to stay connected, I think is a very, very chashuv thing, and yashar kochachem to all of you for making this happen. I was told that I could speak about any topic I'd like, and then when I was thinking about it, what did I want to speak about? I wanted to speak about the topic of money. It's a strange topic to talk about. I know, but it is something that affects all of us. It affects all of us, yes. And it's something which, where I believe the Hashkafas HaTorah is at least the Hashkafa that I heard from my Rebbeim and which Chayra emerges from some of the Psukim in the Torah HaKadosh from Chazal, is something worth thinking about and sharing, and I'm sure I'm not saying big chidushim here today. Some of the Olam is fully familiar with the basic concepts that I'll talk about, but maybe Chazaras Hashir is a valuable thing, and we'll all grow a little bit from this discussion. So we start with a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, which is a remarkable Gemara. The Gemara says on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that a Yid was going home after having been through a din Taira, and they took his Golima from him. They took his coat, his cloak from him, the Bezdin, after he had lost the din Taira. And so he had to pay up the money. I guess he didn't have cash on hand. So instead, the Bezdin confiscated his galima, his cloak, and took it to pay the chayiv, the obligation that he had as a result of having lost the din Torah. So ha'hu dehava ka'amar va'ozel, de'ozel mi be'dina, he came out of the Bezdin, shok al galima, and the Bezdin had taken his galima from him. Is li zamer zemer v'lezel v'yurch. So he should sing a zemer as he goes out of the bezdin, as he goes on the path on the road home. He should be besimcha. He should sing a zemer. What's pshat? Amar le Shmuel le Rav Yehuda, Kroksiv. It's a Meferish Pasuk. It's an explicit Pasuk. We see in Parshas Yisroi. Yisroi advised Moshe Rabbeinu to set up the whole system of Dayanim. And it says in the Pasuk that after that, after the judges will then rule in all of the disputes between the Yidden, the Gam Kol Ha'am Hazeh Al Mekayma Yavai V'Shalai. Right? As a result of the Dinei Torah, where the Batei Dinim will pask in the Din, they'll pask in the Halacha that Reuven owes Shimon 100, I was about to say dollars, but I apologize, I'm going to reveal my Yankee roots, 100 pounds, yes, okay, then Reuven goes home and is dancing in Besimcha, we understand why Shimon is going home and he's Al Mekayma Yavai V'Sholem. But Gam Kol Ha'am Hazeh Al Mekayma Yavai V'Sholem, the whole people, the whole nation, all Yidden, the winners and the losers. Why? Because there's no such thing as a loser. Not only that, everybody is a winner. Why is everybody? The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos also that Dayanim, that when the Balei Din are Oimdim Lefanecha, Perek Aleph, I think it's Nitai Rabbele, if I remember correctly, says that in Perek Aleph, that when the Balei Dinim are standing in front of you and you're paskening the Din, you're considering their judgment, they should be in your eyes like Rishoyim. But after the Din was gepaskened, and it was carried out, and they leave Bezdin, they should be in your eyes like tzaddikim. Shekiblu aleihem esadin. When you makabel the din, then why should a person be makabel the din besimcha? By profession, I'm an attorney. Before I came to work for Agudat Yisrael of America, I used to be a litigating attorney, and so I would represent one client and in some monetary dispute with another client. And if my client wouldn't win, he wouldn't be very happy. I never heard a client who was Lizma Zemer, who was saying a Zemer, after I told him the bad news that the court had ruled in his adversary's favor. So the pshat is azay. The pshat is that by Klal Yisrael we understand that there's no such thing as money which I have which is not something that the Eibishter has given to me. The Eibishter gives everybody his chelek. It's a very interesting shakla v'tarya between Yaakov Avinu and Esav. Okay, so Esav has seen the tremendous mincha that Yaakov has sent to him. What is this entire, this mincha that you sent, this big machna of animals and everything that you sent to me? I did it in order to find favor in your eyes. Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. Achi, my brother, yihilucho asher loch. Why don't you keep what you have? So Yaakov Avinu responds, "Vayemer Yaakov al noch, im no matzasi chen b'yeinecho v'lo kachto mincha si miyodi. Please take my mincha, my present from my hand. Ki al kein ro'isi fonecho, I see your face, ki ro'is p'nei Elohim, as seeing the face of a great sar, v'atir tzeini, kach no es b'rcho si asher huvas loch, please take my present that was brought to you. Ki chanani elokim v'chi yesh li choyl. Because the Eibishter was kind to me and I have everything. V'yivtza boi v'yikach. Interesting shinoi haloshen from Esav's expression, yesh li rav, and Yaakov's expression, yesh li choyl. I have everything. Choyl with a chath, okay. Choyl, lazayin choyl. What's the chilek between yesh li rav and yesh li choyl? Chilek is, the difference is that Esav HaRosh's Hashkafa was that material possessions are there for the acquisition. One seeks to constantly acquire more and become wealthier and have everything that's possible in this world. So for him, he has a lot. Can't deny, he's a wealthy man, he has a lot, Yeshli Rav. Yeshli Kol, what are you talking about? Yesh le mana reitz masayim, yesh le masayim, right? You want more, you always want more. So yesh le rav, I have a lot. Yaakov Avinu has a different hashkafa altogether. Yaakov Avinu is a person who understands that whatever he has, the Eibishter gives him. The Eibishter is Isa Li Kol Tzarki. Everything that I need, the Eibishter does for me. The Eibishter gives me whatever I need. Whatever I have, by definition, is what I need. Yesh Li Kol, Ichab Alis. I have everything. I don't have all the material possessions in the world. Yaakov Avinu came back and put himself in a matzav of sakana in order to retrieve pachim ktana. Pachim ktana. Right? That's what we know. What's pachim ktana? Pachim ktana are small, inconsequential items. You go to the store and you pay a minimal price to get the pachim. Yaakov Avinu was also an Aisha. Why did he put himself in a matzav of sakana to go back to retrieve the pachim ktana? As a Galitziana, I'm allowed to say this. Was he a Galitziana that he had to go back to retrieve the Pachim Ketana? What's going on over here? So, the same principle is at stake. The Gemara says, from here you see, Yesh Tzadikim Tzchodod Aleyem Emainam Yoyser Migufa. That Yaakov Avinu, either... Pshat is that he put himself in a matzah of Sakona in order to retrieve the Pachim Ketana, the Mamayim. His money, his possessions, or he went to a great, extraordinary physical tircha in order to retrieve the pachim ketanim. Again, I don't know if you pass this, it's the tircha point, which is that yet is chav aleim amaynam yaisam igufa. Always thought when we learn the Gemara, v'ahavtu es Hashem lekecha b'chol levavcha b'chol mashcha b'chol miyadecha, that the Gemara says that there are some people out there who is amaynam is chav aleim yaisam igufa. We said to ourselves, who can these very strange people be? Who are these crazy people who Mamainam is more chodah than gufam? Teretz is tzadikim. Right? That's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara says, from this mice of Yaakov Avinu that he went back to retrieve the pachim ketanim, you see that tzadikim is chodah v'alayim Mamainam yaisam gufam. So that's the one, that's the category we're talking about, tzadikim. Bas heis. Chodah v'alayim Mamainam yaisam gufam. The Gemara asks, the kol kach lama, and why Saka so to such an extent? It's chav aleihem mina yisum gufa to go back to retrieve pachim ketanim. Mipnei she'ein poishnim yideihem bageza. That's what the Gemara says. Because tzaddikim will never take gezel. What's pshat? What does that have to do with chav aleihem mina yisum gufa? So the pshat is azoy that a tzaddik understands that which Pliny has, that's what Jenna has. It's his. It's a special matana that the Eibishter gave to him. That's his portion. So, the Gezel? It's not mine. The Eibishter wants him to have it. The Eibishter wants Pliny to have it, not myself. That's not for me. What is for me? That which the Eibishter gave me. So every kleinikite that I have is not just the value of the pach cotton that happens, whatever the value, the retail value in the store of a pach cotton is. That's taka not significant. That's taka not worth putting one's guf into a tremendous tircha or even a sakana as Yaakov Avinu did. Of course not. The value is kamat zero. But the value is immeasurable. It's priceless. It's the Eibishter's matana to me. It's my chelik from the Eibishter. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me. Chiyesh li koil. I have everything. What do I have? Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. That's everything. Yesh li koil. This is what Yaakov Avinu was teaching us by returning for the Pachim Ketanim. So now we go back to the Pagisha between Yaakov Avinu and Esav. Before Yaakov Avinu says that Yesh li koil, notice the words that he uses. Yichanani Elokim. Because it's Chanani Elikid, and thus come to Chan the Eibishter. Whatever I have is the Eibishter's matana to me. That's the Eibishter's present to me. It shows the special love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has when He gave it to me. So, Chanani Elikid, Chiyeshli Kol, so I had everything. What's the Makoyer of this Machlaikis? We have a big Machlaikis over here between the two Gedolei Olam, Yaakov and Esav. And what's the makor of this machlekes? First of all, the Be'er Yosef says that when they got together and the Sar Shel Esav encountered Yaakov Avinu when he went to retrieve his Pachim Ketanim, so it says that they were wrestling together, right? They were wrestling together. So the Be'er Yosef says, you know what they were doing? They were talking and learning. And Yaakov Avinu was saying, I came back for the Pachim Ketanim. Because the Ashkocha El Yoyna placed those Pachim Ketanim in my hand. This is the Rabbi Yisrael's present to me. And Esav Arosha, the Baal Shal Esav, was saying, Vosretz the Narishkeit. There's a Pachim Ketanim. What are you, such a Masach Hazai Narish? And they were wrangling over this very issue of Vos is Pshat, a person's material possessions. That was the Machlaikis. That was the Vayayovek Ishi Mayad Alois HaShachar. Thus is given the Vayayovek. Get learning. What is the hashkafa that a yid has to have with respect to his physical possessions, his monetary possessions, his assets that the Rabbeinu Shalom has given to him? This is what Yaakov Avinu was saying. And that was the site of the machlekes between Esav and Yaakov. And where does this come from? Let's go back to the Birchas Yitzchak. Very fair. Yaakov Avinu comes in, he gets the bracha, and the Yevusha gives him the bracha, V'yiten l'cha ha'alaikim mital ha'shamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz. That's the bracha for Yaakov Avinu. V'roiv dogon v'sirash. So, Yaakov Avinu walks out, in comes Esav, and he says, my turn, he says, I'm here, and Yitzchak said, I already benched your brother, and Keshmaya Esav is divrei ovid, v'yitzak tzokah gedoylo mara ad miyoyt, v'archeini gam oni ovi. So finally, he says, halo yatzalta li bracha. So he says like this, v'yayin Yitzchak ovid v'yayim erelov, hine, can't give you the bracha that I gave to Yaakov. I gave it to Yaakov already. Sorry. Don't have that bracha for you. I'll give you a different bracha. Hine mishmanei ha'aretz yiyah moishavecho mital ha'shamayim eyo. So what is he giving him a bracha? On the surface, looks to be the identical bracha to the bracha that Yaakov got. Yaakov got a bracha mital ha'shamayim, yitin l'chor lekim mital ha'shamayim mishmanei ha'aretz. He's getting tal ha'shamayim mishmanei ha'aretz. And Esav is getting a bracha. The order is reversed, true, right? And some of the Mefarshei HaTorah say that that was Taka the Chilek, that Yaakov Avinu's bracha was that the Shamayim Dikizachin were first, that was the priority, and Mishmanei Ha'aretz was the lesser priority, right? And Mashayim came by Esav. Esav was first Mishmanei Ha'aretz and then Mital HaShamayim, first the Arzius and then the Himalisha Zachin. But maybe there's another difference. Bracha Ve'esav is Hinei Mishmanei Ha'aretz Yiyah Moishavecho Mital HaShamayim Eyo. The bracha for Yaakov is V'yiten L'cha Ha'elokim Mital HaShamayim Mishmanei Ha'aretz. The Nesina, the Eibishter, is giving it to you. And this is the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov, that you will appreciate that when you receive Tal HaShamayim Mishmanei Ha'aretz, when you receive all the goodness, all the wonderful things that you're able to acquire in the material possessions that you'll be blessed with, you'll understand V'yitan L'cha Ha'elokim. This is an Asina to you directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference between Yaakov Avinu and Esav. So this is the source of the whole machlokes between Yaakov and Esav, of whether Yeshli Rav versus Yeshli Koil. It's Venzachin zum Mefashteit v'yitem l'cha ha'elokim. So l'fi zeh, we can understand very well why when this person in Masechta Sanhedrin was going home after having lost the Din Torah and after his Galima had been taken from him, he's singing his Miras. He's so happy. Because what's Pshat in a Din Torah? What's Pshat in a Din Torah? As I be spoke Gedar Tzai. Halavai. as it should be. What's pshat in a din Torah? Two people are having a dispute over a monetary matter. That means they're saying, Reuven is saying, that al pi din Torah, the Rabbeinu Shlalom wants this to be my possession. This is what the Abish is giving to me. So I have to fight for it. I have to try to, because it's precious to me. It's precious. It's precious because it's a sign of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shimon, on the other hand, is saying, no, it's mine. So what does the Torah HaKadoshah say about this? Let's go to the Beis Din. Let's go to the Rav who's going to determine al pi din Torah, to whom did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give this money? Whose is it? So Mimela, when the Beis Din says, we looked at the Torah HaKadosh, and according to the Din HaTorah, this belongs to Reuven and not to Shimon. So of course Reuven is besimcha rabba, pashteitzach. But Shimon is also lefisha ein poishin yedein bagezel. He wants to have something which is not his. He wants to have that which the Eibishter gave for his chaver, chas v'shalom. And chalila, if he would have prevailed. If he would have gone to a secular court and prevailed and acquired something which Al-Pidin does not belong to him, that means he's taking Gezel. He's taking something which is just not his. Ve'la mishpotim asher tosim lifneihem. Chazal teach us, lifneihem, v'loy lifneihem v'kechavim. And Rashi ala Torah. Chazal says that even in matters where the din that they apply the same law, they will. If you read the secular law books and you know exactly what the secular law has to say about something, it's exactly the same way as if Chosh and Mishpat would determine it the same way, so you're likely to receive the same outcome. So what's the big difference? Why is it Ke'ilu Meirim Yad B'Tayrat Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is it as if when you go to the Arkoy Shal Akum rather than the Bezdin Shal Yisrael, that you're creating Chilul Shem Shamayim? What's the grace of Chilul Hashem? Anyway, you're going to get the money that you have coming to you, which, according to Chosh and Mishpat, is the same thing as it is according to the secular law. What's the difference? Teretz is as mefashtet as elikim nitzav badas keel. The Eibishter is there at the time of the proceeding of the Beis Din. When the Beis Din is considering this matter, the Eibishter is there in the room with them. And when the Beis Din issues its psak and issues its ruling, it's not just we're applying, the law, so to say. It's the Eibishter allocating. The Eibishter is allocating money to Reuven, not to Shimon. Chafetz Chaim brings in Shmiras HaLashon. He says that a common scenario of Lashon Hara is after a Din Torah, and a person is, you have a winner and a loser, unlike in the times of the Chazal, unlike the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin on an Aleph, the one who comes out of losing the case is not singing Zmiris on his way home. Instead, he's going around and he's cursing out the Beis Din, and he says, look at these Rabbanim, they don't know what they're doing, they're corrupt, they're incompetent. At least that's what they say in America. I'm sure here they don't say these kinds of things. Some here, Mzink Mitak is Miris, when you lose your Din Torah. But the Chafetz Chaim Al Kolpanim in his Tekufa also, it seems like there were some who were not happy with the outcomes of some of the Dinei Torah, and they would go around and they would show. So he says it's a big Indian, not to be makabel of such Lashon Hara. That's such Lashon Hara. And you should try to be Malamed Tzvus if such a person comes to you. Malamed Tzvus on the Beis Din, that Ein L'dayin Ela Masha, you know, Brayais, and whatever it is, where he saw, you could pass him according to the way he understood, and so on and so forth. And then, if you look into it, and you see that you can't find a way to be Matzdik, the Beis Din, it seems like that they mishandled this case, and passed him the wrong way, then you should tell him that, look, if the money is yours, if the Eibishter wants that money to be yours, the Eibishter will find another way of giving it to you. Because the Eibishter was there in that courtroom also. The Eibishter was there by the Beis Din also. Like him, Nitzav Vadaskin. So the Eibishter knows exactly that you were Ba'avlet, and he knows how much you have coming to you, and he will give it to you.
If Dayanim are not behaving properly, Kushbok is still come, maybe it's not called the proper
person. Oh, okay. If you have over here, we'll learn a Gemara in the Masechta Sanhedrin again. Gemara says, V'yihu eidim yoidim es mihein me'idin v'lifnei mihein me'idin u'mi osad lipara mehen. Shenemar v'yondu shnei anashma asher Elohim hariv, referring to the eidim, l'fnei Hashem. They have to understand they're standing before Hashem. V'yihu adayonim yoidim es mihein donim v'lifnei mihein donim u'mi osad lipara mehen. Shenemar alekim nitzov ba'adas keel. Dr. Rashi. As mihein me'idim, the edim need to know whom are they saying edus about. Vos is pshat. Ki ilu hein me'idim b'hakadosh baruch hu. When they're saying edus that Reuven owes money to Shimon, they're really saying edus in hakadosh baruch hu. Ki da'omer l'kaman, as the Gemara says, v'ayta shematrichin oisoi l'hatsir momen l'balav. Because if they come and they testify that Reuven owes Shimon money and really Reuven doesn't owe Shimon money, then the Eivishter Kaviyachol has to be Matriach himself to return the money that was unjustly taken from Reuven and given to Shimon. So they're in effect being made an HaKadosh Baruch. So the Hayotzei Lanu Midvareinu is that a person's relationship to his money, to his material possessions, is a very, very special relationship. It's a very special relationship. It's a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's matana to him. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chelek that he has assigned to him. Ezehu Ashir, I heard this from my son. I was lucky to have a son who told me this gedank. Ezehu Ashir, Asameach b'chelkoi. What's his pshat? He understands that this is his chelek. So my mother says, Sameach. It's a gevaldige simcha, because this is his chelek, this is what he has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my mother, he's an usher. He's yeshli koil. Hot alas. May we be zeicha to perceive, Taka, as we go about our daily lives, and we're speaking to a group of Balbatim, who Baruch Hashem, who are out there, by and large, in the world of business, in the world of mitzvah, whatever it may be, and constantly, to understand that what they are able to accomplish, what they are able to acquire, what they are able to earn, all of these things are special blessings from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a special siman of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for each and every one of us. Yes, Yashikara.